This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida and Audrey. And on the show today, we are asking you, what is the main obstacle stopping your company from digital transformation? You still have about 14 minutes or so before the end of the show to get your thoughts in. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp and at BFM Radio if you're on Twitter and on Instagram. But first, we're going to move on to our final story of the day about SME survival.
Right. Three inspiring small business stories and how to survive during COVID-19. This came out from Forbes, and someone has very kindly done the notes for me.
Thank you very much.
Let me go down and see who did the notes for me. So, and these are stories that we have heard, and some things that we also hear, these great stories of companies in Malaysia pivoting, but maybe we can learn something from that. So the first one is a company called Chaya Taco. They operate two restaurants in the US, right? And it's a vegetarian farm to taco shop. So obviously, sales down more than 80% pre-virus. So they had to close shops also March 15th, so same time like Malaysia. And what they did was, things that we would have heard, right? They went into pickup, they went into delivery, they went to takeout options alongside limited service hours and the pared down menu. So they also collaborated with charities and organizations to provide meals for frontliners. We've heard these stories happening here as well. And it was important to pare down your menu, right? Because your hot selling items with higher margins, and then it's easier as well, instead of providing the full menu. We hear. And then surprise, silver linings, support of community customers. I think when you hear these restaurants, I was talking to Mike at the office, it's like, you know, you're so afraid that your favorite restaurant will close,
yes,
right, during COVID. So I think that's why if you're a good restaurant, if you build that relationship, right, your community and the customer will try to rally behind you and make sure you don't close, right? The lessons learned, it's about leadership and community connection, being authentic and I guess essential and relevant. And working and supporting the frontliners does get your name out there and you're reminded of this organization that's also trying to survive. And so you try to support in knowing that they're also helping the frontliners. So that was one, a restaurant business. So again, we've heard of this happening here in Malaysia. Movement X, right? This is a mobile company, hands-on physical therapy. And I'm thinking now, how did they have to pivot, right? And they had to contend with physical distancing. How do you do that? Because I had to go for a couple of treatments. And what do you do then? You know, do you urut yourself? Right? That's not the point. So from 100 in-person business, hands-on care to telehealth and physically distanced sessions, right? And I think when it comes to critical needs, there are probably exceptions to that.
And they might use PPE possibly,
yes,
right?
And I think in Malaysia, they also allow with certain things that when it's critical, they would allow this. So they launch their virtual exercise series for older, because their audience are older folks, right? Older adults, and 100% of proceeds donated to charities.
Wow.
Oh, so generous. Surprise, silver linings, a dramatic increase in applications from physical therapists who were laid off from traditional clinics. So they had more people joining them. And I think that was at least an opportunity for them. You know, everybody think they're recession proof, right? And this is something that, what do you do then? And this, I suppose, now that people are used to it, will try to get used to doing. I realize that I'm doing some things, some new habits. Have been formed, and then I will continue to. So like just going online with exercise right now, I'm kind of used to it. I still like the group thing, but I'm not so resistant to, you know, online exercise. So another company here, event planning, right? And you hear the stories here, right, Rodell? So they lost 95% of scheduled events at Q2, I think here as well. So they had to change to virtual events, partnered with other firms for technical support, create seamless and customized experience for clients. So what they've done is, since you can't organize events, you still organize events for people, but you sort out the virtual side of things, right?
The virtual logistics,
because if that's not my core business, right, I still don't want to think about it. So if I can still work with you to provide the virtual side, is really good, right? So and the thing is, when people have started adopted it, it's lower overhead costs. Now you don't have to book venue. Yes. Okay, that's another conversation for the people who are providing venue services. Greater profit margin and much broader reach with virtual events because you can go out to a bigger audience, right? So lessons learned, successful virtual events must have seamless organization, extremely rich content. So you talk, you make sure that your loyal and treasured clients are still looked into and continue to send them things like flowers and food and balloons, right? And to support them as well so that, you know, they will still remember you, right? Because these were your suppliers and all, as much as possible. So try to keep that community alive. And I think to me from this, this has been the good news, right? We see more of that happening within Tamantun, Bandar Utama, you know, and you feel closer to your community because of this. So if anything, a silver lining from all this is I think we're a lot closer.
Yes, you know, so there's definitely been a shift in messaging from businesses that, and we've also, like you said, you know, we've felt a closer tie to these businesses over this period as well. All right, that was a nice story. But coming back to our main story of the day, what is the main obstacle stopping your company from digital transformation? We've got a whole bunch of messages to get through. So let's just look at Twitter. We've got John Yap who says, technophobia or apathy? That's a good point, right? My sire says, good to have versus need to have. Bottom line, costs involved could happen to any startup or well-established semi-digitalized organizations.
All right. Then we have from Susilan, empowerment is a huge word, but when it's not practiced, it's just a waste of a word in dictionary.
I think this comes back to what we're talking about, empowering your talent, right?
Takes a lot of print.
Zulkarnayan says, customer readiness, especially in the government sector. Yeah, sometimes you feel your hands are tied, you know, if your customers just aren't ready to adapt just yet.
Right. No, we'll do it. This is Shane Lee Subra. You have to.
Yes. I like that spirit. No, we will do it. Yes. Okay.
Rebel to save the environment says, stingy top management.
Okay. Charlie says, impatient to see immediate results as benefits are typically only realized years later. CFO, often a major stumbling block, but benefits do not necessarily equate to percentage of ROI. So clear target architecture and prioritization is very important to see the link to interdependency to fully exploit digital transformation.
Wow. Azmin said mentality, Azmin MK said mentality and mindset. Yes, these must change first. Lip service only by C-level. Jamarki said that. And Azman Rama said, inconsistent and often poor internet access. And we still have this challenge,
Yeah. And we've got a final few from Hannah who says, customer readiness, they are not keen, but understandable because I'm in the rehab service industry. The human connection and personal face-to-face interaction is irreplaceable. True. Right. And also Mama Yang says, old school mentality where people will lose their period nasi if digital transformation is realized. Yeah, we've got to get out of that mindset though. All right. Thank you everyone for your messages. And a quick look at the numbers from the poll. We have 47% who say lack of funding is their main obstacle to digital transformation. 30% say no digital skills. 7% say no equipment access. And we've got 15% who, I guess, chimed in with their comments earlier with others. Thank you so much for all your messages. That, of course, was our main story of the day. What is the main obstacle stopping your company from digital transformation? We then covered that story about how some startups are stepping into the breach when schools go virtual. And that final story.
Three inspiring small business stories that we can learn from.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bytes. Don't go anywhere after the 1 p.m. News bulletin. It's the Breakfast Grill replay. But we will be back same time again tomorrow at noon on Enterprise Biz Bytes. For Frida Liu, I am Audrey Raj. Thank you for joining us. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.